Montana State University Billings welcomes you to this internet broadcast of Yellow Jacket Sports.
And welcome to the Coach's Show for Yellow Jacket Basketball. Today, talking with Montana State Billings women's basketball coach Kevin Wooden, coming off a split on a road trip as they defeat Minnesota Crookston and then lose Saturday night to the University of Mary. Only two losses this year, Coach Wooden, both to the University of Mary. What I wanted to get to, first of all, before we talk about the Minnesota Crookston game, you know, I got an opportunity to see you play the University of Mary at home. Obviously a very, very good team, a talented team. From the standpoint of talent, though, I thought you certainly matched up with them, and obviously both games were very competitive. In fact, in some ways, and this is just an opinion, I thought maybe even had a little more talent on the floor, but I know sometimes teams are just a tough matchup. Is that kind of the case with the Marauders?
It is. You know, it's hard to say. Huh? I mean, it's an opinion thing on who has more talent. I don't think that can be said there. They play a different style. They definitely have more size than us at four out of the five positions usually on the court. So, but they're very athletic. So they have that's a tough combination when you have size and athleticism. They just have really outplayed us this year. The first game we really could have beaten them. I don't know if should have is the right term, because maybe they didn't play that well, but we forced them into 30 turnovers and missed 8 free throws in the second half, and that was critical for us to lose a real close game over there. You know, it was really the first half was very close throughout. I thought the critical time for us was the beginning of the second half. We scored first, but then we let them go on about a 7-point run. We had 3 poor defensive possessions in a row, and offensively had a couple turnovers and put them right up to by 11, and we really the rest of the way we whittled on them and stuff, but we couldn't get it under 8. But I look for them to be one of the top teams in the Northern Sun, which is a very strong conference. It would not surprise me if they win around 20 games or more this year.
And Minnesota Crookston got down there first, got the win there. Obviously, any time you get a win on the road, that's a good thing.
Yeah, it was a neutral site. We both had to travel there, but a neutral victory counts the same as a road victory in Division II. So it was a really good win for us. So we played a team that was a little bit bigger than us. That started off 2-0 and actually won the next night against Colorado Mines. So they're 3-1 right now. So we feel good that we were able to get out there, get out from them with a win. The first half was started pretty back and forth, and they actually had a lead. And then about midway through the first half, we played very well for the rest of the half, built about a 10-point lead, and then held on. We actually made a lot of free throws down the stretch, and I think we scored 93 that game. So the tempo was what we wanted it to be.
Certainly, if you take a look at it, O'Leary had a couple of big nights again, scoring, you know, setting all sorts of records, it seems like, and soon to be the all-time leading scorer for MSUB. And I know she actually broke a record in terms of free throws made in a ball game. She had obviously a couple of good nights, but again, it looked like that your bench strength was key in both games.
Yeah, Lyra's just a consistent scorer for us, but even if she's not scoring, she's going to do a lot of other things on the court to help us. But she's very effective in all places on the court, from the three-point line to getting to the foul line. She can post up. She can do a lot of things offensively, and her defense has improved. She's just established herself as one of the top players in our region for sure. Our depth has continued to pay off. We're getting a lot of good performances over the weekend. I thought Mandy Jacobs did another nice job. Kelly Kausman played very good both nights, especially on the second night. Melissa Porter did not play the first night, came in really just starting to know some of the sets that we're doing, because you know she's didn't start with us until mid-November because of volleyball. But overall, just getting some great play from a lot of people. And if we can keep that up, I think we have a chance to come out of this non-conference season with a very good record.
Of course, Montana State Billings getting set to take on Metro State on Saturday as part of a doubleheader with the Yellow Jacket men. The tip-off is at 2 p.m. We'll be talking about that matchup coming up on the Coach's Show. The Coach's Show is brought to you by Alpha Graphics, Stella's Kitchen and Bakery, Clock Tower Inn, Ortho Montana, Photo Design, Denny Menholtz, Chevrolet Hummer, Farmers Insurance Group, First Interstate Bank, Sign Pro, Perkins, Rimrock Stages, GM Petroleum Distributors, St. Vincent Healthcare, and Jackets & Company. We'll be back with more of the Coach's Show right after this.
No, nobody. Nobody has the selection like we do. Nobody saves you money like we do. Nobody's gonna treat you like we do. No, nobody, 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 nobody.
For the best deal on any new Chevy, car, truck, or van, or any used car for that matter, nobody sells them for less. Nobody. Then your volume discount dealer, Danny Menhold Frontier Chevrolet Hummer, 3000 King Avenue West.
Back with the Yellow Jacket Coaches Show with the head coach for the Montana State Billings Lady Yellow Jackets, Kevin Wooden. Kevin, let's kind of take a look back at the entire season, at least what we've seen thus far. What are the things you're most pleased with in terms of the development of this team up to this point?
I would have to say two areas right now. Defensively, I think we've improved a lot from where we were last year at this time, especially on rebounding the ball. Four of the five games that we've played, we've been able to be either the team with the most rebounds or very close, and I think that's critical for us because most teams we play have a lot more size. But that's something that we've worked hard on, and I think the players have bought into. The second one, I think our depth this year is really paying off. We have a lot of players that can contribute, including freshmen like Callie Kautzman, Melissa Porter, Callie Stanhope, and then we have some sophomores that didn't play a lot last year, and like Quinn Halverson and Mandy Jacobs. So our bench has been very solid, and if that continues, I think that will make us good down the stretch.
Have you been a little bit surprised at how quickly the freshmen have developed? I mean, obviously, from a coach's standpoint, you don't bring players in to sit on the bench. You expect them to contribute. But still, it seems like the advancement, the process has been pretty quick for them.
Yeah, but we saw that a lot in the preseason stuff. We saw some very good fundamental play, and I think that's a big key. You know, people like Callie Stanhope, Callie Kautzman, they're very fundamentally sound. They're versatile. They can play several positions on the court, and because of that and making good decisions out there, I think that there's extra minutes there. So I don't know if surprise is the word, but I'm happy that they have done as well as they have so far.
It's been an interesting thing about your team in that from the standpoint that you do have some kind of interchangeable parts, if you will. Jatan, of course, Metters does a great job at the point, or you can bring Chantel Marcus in to do that, and either one of them can move over to the shooting guard position. So you've really kind of, and that's just sort of one example, and you've got girls that can certainly post up. Jen Smith has done a great job on threes at times this year. So from that standpoint, it seems like you're getting a lot of different levels out of the players you've got.
I would agree with that. Our versatility is one of our greatest strengths, and we can really put some players in two or three different places on the court and positions on the floor, in the same game, and hopefully, mismatches that causes on the other end for our opponent is greater than occasionally we have to deal with against ours. So far, versatility has been a key, and I hope that continues.
I've been impressed with Kayla Ryan, and we've talked about that before. I mean, just a sophomore, and when she stays out of foul trouble, she really doesn't play like a sophomore. She's been getting a lot of rebounds for you. She's had already multiple double-double games this year in terms of points and rebounds. Her development has been a big key in terms of your early season success, I would think.
Yes, I'd agree. Kayla will have a direct impact on how our team does, especially once we get into the GNAC play. You need to have a consistent low post threat, and Kayla's able to use both hands effectively and can do a lot of different things on the offensive end, and then I think she's much improved defensively. And like you said about the rebounds, she just kind of has a nose and a knack for knowing where the ball is. She really understands angles, and I look for her to continue to get better. And if she can just be careful with the fouls. I mean, occasionally, foul trouble has kind of, made her come out of the game. And it's hard for a player that demands minutes or is playing very well to all of a sudden sit because of fouls. So I think as the season progresses, though, she'll continue to get better.
Yellow Jacket Coaches Show is brought to you by Alpha Graphics, Stella's Kitchen and Bakery, Clock Tower Inn, Ortho Montana, Photo Design, Denny Menholt Chevrolet Hummer, Farmers Insurance Group, First Interstate Bank, Sign Pro, Perkins, Rimrock Stages, GM Petroleum Distributors, St. Vincent Healthcare, and Jackets Company. We are going to be talking about this week's matchup against Metro State when we come back on the Coaches Show.
Who hot?
What's hot?
Who hot?
Who hot?
That's right. Who hot? The exciting Mongolian grill concept that's conquering the nation, and Billings will not be spared.
Mongolian grill?
Who hot Mongolian grill has over 50 fresh meats, vegetables, noodles grilled before your very eyes. Choose from 12 specialty sauces or create your own. From simple soy to super hot Kung Pao Yao. Grab a bowl and load up. Repeat as necessary.
Who hot Mongolian grill? King Avenue West, Billings.
Where hunger meets its destiny.
Welcome back to the Yellow Jacket Coaches Show. Ken Adeblue talking with Kevin Wooden, head coach of the Lady Yellow Jackets. Double your pleasure for Yellow Jacket fans this weekend, as coming up on Saturday we've got a doubleheader. The Lady Yellow Jackets will take on Metro State at 2 p.m. That'll be followed by the men's game against Colorado Christian at 4 at Alterowitz Gym. Let's talk a little bit about Metro State. Of course, this is an important game from the standpoint that, you know, after this, it's going to be a while before we see again, over a month. So obviously, this you'd like to get, you know, finish up, you know, well on the road before you head on that big road swing to Hawaii.
Yeah, this is a critical game for us, being that we're at home and we'll play the same team in a month. So we need to be ready right off the bat. They're a very good team year after year in the RMAC, perennially one of the top two or three there. So we know we'll have our hands full. They play a very wide-open style attacking, and it should be a real fun game for people to watch. And hopefully we'll play well throughout the game and can come out on top.
I know that, you know, just talking before we went on the air, you were saying that, you know, you match up pretty well against them size-wise, which usually is not the case with Montana State Billings. You tend to give up a little bit of height, and that really hasn't affected you a whole lot this year. Can we expect an up-and-down game? You know, and I know you never really know until you get right into it, but is this going to be one of those games where both teams are going to be moving up and down the court at a pretty quick pace, you think?
Statistically wise, I think that they would like to do that. I know for sure we would, but because we haven't really played too many common opponents, it's going to be hard to say. But that's really the way that we play at home, especially. We want to attack and try to get a fast tempo. So it could very well be the teams that we played Metro a couple years ago, they definitely had that type of personnel. I'm not so confident that they are the same as they were a couple years ago, but I look for it to be a pretty fast-paced game.
From the standpoint of it, I've always wanted to ask you this, and I haven't really got into it yet. You know, there have been times this year against teams that, you know, you might get hurt by the three when, you know, all of a sudden a team gets hot. When you come into a game where somebody might have a pretty good perimeter game, do you go in there with the idea of let's defend that three-point shot right away? Let's go out there and get them? Or do you kind of let the game kind of come to it and see if they're hot and just kind of react that way?
A little bit of both. Sometimes statistics, you know, we might guard a specific team, whether to take the three away from them or give them the three. But a lot of times it'll be more from a scouting standpoint from an individual. So it's, you know, the three-pointer can really turn a game quickly, as we've seen a couple times, both on offense and defense. And if you're helping too much, somebody can get in the gap between you and the one player away and really, you know, just quickly get good looks. So we have to be careful about that, because a couple times this year it has hurt us. But, you know, just to answer the question again, I think it's just a little bit, it just depends on the flow of the game and maybe how a certain individual is doing.
Okay, so what do you see as the keys to having success this weekend?
Well, you have to continue to rebound on the defensive end. That sets up everything we want to do. That way we can transition to the other end. If we can consistently hold our opponents to one shot, that gives us a great opportunity to win. And the last couple games, I thought we've given up a few unforced errors as far as turnovers, and we have to value those possessions more. If we can do that, I think we'll have a great chance of winning.
Again, the Yellow Jackets get set to take on Metro State at home on Saturday at 2 p.m. That, of course, will be followed by the men's game at 4 o'clock at Alterowitz Gym. After that, they head off to the islands to take on Hawaii Pacific, Shepherd, Chaminade, and then they'll be back at Metro State on January 2nd, Colorado State, Pueblo, on January 3rd. Two teams that they will have played at home by that time, and they will not be back in town till January 7th when they host a GNAC opponent, Northwest Nazarene. Coach's Show brought to you by Alpha Graphics, Stella's Kitchen and Bakery, Clock Tower Inn, Ortho Montana Photo Design, Denny Menholt Chevrolet Hummer, Farmers Insurance Group, First Interstate Bank, Sign Pro, Perkins, Rimrock Stages, GM Petroleum Distributors, St. Vincent Healthcare, and Jackets Company. Best of luck this weekend, Coach, and down the road.
Thanks a lot, Ken.
This has been Ken Abel, along with head coach Kevin Wooden of the Montana State Billings Lady Yellow Jackets with the Coach's Show, and we'll talk to you again down the road.
The Yellow Jackets and Montana State University thank you for logging on and listening to Yellow Jacket Sports.